his leadership and his teaching came from his example and his ability to live what he taught. I mean, that was something that if he taught it, it meant he was doing it. Because he would have us on these lunar observance nights, we go from the evening time through to the through till dawn, and he was always there. As he got older, then he had to moderate that, but everybody encouraged him to, because they saw what he was doing during, usually in the daytime. He was receiving people and teaching or doing something, and so that the sangha itself, there's a Lopo, you've got to look after yourself. So that, but he was always kind of a leader. It was actually one time, Ajahn Yanadamo talks about it, where it was a lunar observance night, and he had been there for the evening chanting and the meditation, and then he gave a Dhamma talk after, and then he sat up, and he always had fantastic posture. He always sat up straight. It was really quite exceptional. But then it was getting around midnight or so, it was young Yanadamo then, was outside kind of having a bit of a break, and he saw Ajahn Chah coming out from the hall. So he went over and grabbed his bag, monk's bag, to help him go back to his kuti and get him settled for the night. And Ajahn Chah sort of said, "Yeah, we're not going to be able to make it through the night." And I said, "I've had malaria these last three days." So it was just nobody knew it, because he was doing. He didn't say anything. It wasn't until then that he said something. So that I've had malaria many times, and one of the things I never thought of doing was an all-night vigil. So his what Lupon Cha taught was his example, and he, of course, he had extremely refined skill of explaining and teaching and encouraging, but to me the example is what he taught.